Such an opportunity, Allah's intizam and system. Look at the excitement, look at the anticipation of Sayyidul Awwaleen wal Akhireen, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One day he is on the minbar, Sahaba in front of him. Imagine this, Sahaba looking at him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is looking at them. All of a sudden he sounds out an alarm. What alarm? Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Mada yastaqbilukum wa mada tastaqbilun. Thalathan, three times. This type of expression is used when something enormous is about to occur. Umar stands up, radiyallahu anhu. Alam, awahyun nazal. Ya Rasulullah, some revelation come. La, no. Aduun hadar. Ya Rasulullah, is some enemy about to attack us. La, no. Then Sahaba say, then what is it, Ya Rasulullah? He says, Ramadan has come. Ramadan has come. And in the same hadith, Rasulullah said, in the first night of Ramadan, Yaghfirullahu ta'ala li kulli ahli hadhihi al-qibla. Allah makes the maghfirat of every one of my ummah. Such a month, look, Allahu Akbar. The excitement, the anticipation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I, some of us may have had trepidation. Look at the excitement of my Nabi. He didn't want his ummah to waste one second of this month. The famous hadith of Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhiri yawmin min sha'ban, faqala ya ayyuhan nas qad adhallakum shahrun azimun mubarakun shahrun fihi laylatun khayru min alfi shahr shahrun ja'ala Allahu siyamahu faridatan wa qiyama laylihi tatawwa man taqarraba fihi bi khaslatin kana kaman adda faridatan fi ma siwa wa man adda faridatan fihi kana kaman adda 70 faridatan fi ma siwa wa huwa shahrul muwasat ila akhir al hadith. Oh humanity, oh my ummah, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. A month has come, a blessed month, an auspicious month, a great month, a month in which there is a night better than 1,000 months. One nafil you will do in this month, Allah will give you the reward of one farz. One farz you will do in this month, Allah will multiply it 70 times. He said it is the month of sympathy. It is the month to connect with the rest of the ummah. It is the month to feel the plight of the poor. He said, man fattara sa'iman, give the fasting person something to eat at the time of iftar. Kana maghfiratan li dhunubihi wa itqa raqabatihi min an-nar. Allah will forgive your sins. Allah will free you from jahannam. So many opportunities Allah is giving. Sahaba kiram, when they hear this, laysa kulluna yajidu ma yufattiru sa'im ya Rasulullah. Majority of them were poor, they were needy. So they said, Ya Rasulullah, not all of us are in a position to give iftar to the fasting person. Allahu Akbar, what does my Nabi say? يُعْطِ اللَّهُ هَذَا الثَّوَابِ. Allah will give the same reward. Even if you will give a sip of water or a sip of milk to a fasting person. I'm digressing. One Sahabi, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam exhorts Sahaba Kiram, that spend in the way of Allah, give sadaqah in the way of Allah. He goes home at night, raises his hands. Ya Allah, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us to spend. My pockets are empty. Ya Allah, you are a witness, I have nothing. The only thing I own, Ya Allah, is my dignity and my honor. Ya Allah, I make you a witness, I give sadaqah of my dignity and my honor. Next day after Fajr, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam makes the announcement, Manil Mutasaddiq al-Bariha. Manil Mutasaddiq al-Bariha. Who is the one that gave sadaqah last night? Everyone is silent. Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam qualifies this. Manil Mutasaddiq bi'irdhihi al-Bariha. Who gave sadaqah with his dignity and honor last night? The Sahabi stands up. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah has accepted you, son. لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما آتاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan.